It's time to step into Tonia's kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
It's rhubarb season, and today my guest is Mark Hagen from Taste of Home with a great recipe to use all that rhubarb.
If you look at this issue of Taste of Home, you'll also find we've got a really, really fun picnic feature. We call it Lunch Al Fresco, and any of the recipes in that feature are just ideal for Mother's Day. Whether you're having a picnic or not, you'll find that these recipes are just perfect. But I really love the rhubarb punch. You know, we're in rhubarb season right now. So our rhubarb punch is only a handful of ingredients. Anybody can make it. It uses fresh or frozen rhubarb. You're just going to put that rhubarb, about 3 quarts of it, in a saucepan with 4.5 cups of sugar.
Ooh.
And 3 quarts of water. You're just going to bring that to a boil, cool it and strain it, and then you're going to mix in some orange juice and lemon juice, and you're going to have this wonderful rhubarb syrup. Simply put that syrup in with your lemon-lime soda, and you're good to go. So it's this wonderful spring punch. It's a beautiful pink color, and it's a really fun, different way to use all that rhubarb that you're going to be getting this season.
And, you know, that's what I was just going to say. I would never think to use rhubarb in a punch. That's an interesting spin on rhubarb.
It is, and it's really different and really easy. And once you learn how to make the syrup, which we teach you in Taste of Home, you'll find that you'll start using it in different ways.
If you'd like to know more, stop by toniaskitchen.com.